This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Mayor Bill DeGolian is not a Washington native, but he has been a landowner there for a long time. He moved, I think, full-time to the city of Washington a few years ago. He has made his living as an attorney in the Atlanta area, Buckhead, and very astute man. And I believe he felt he had something to offer the citizens of Washington, and he ran for mayor a couple of years ago, won. I think he's got 2 years left on his term. He has been butting heads with Nate Cullors on a number of different topics for a while. Most recently, the photographs of the city councilman and the mayor that are supposed to be featured on the wall at City Hall, and I believe also online. If you go to the City of Washington's website right now, you've got a listing of the elected officials, but you don't have their pictures up. The problem that the mayor had, with the picture that Nate Cullors posed for was that he was posing in a T-shirt that had a huge picture of George Floyd with the motto across the top, "I can't breathe." And it's the mayor's opinion that the portraits, the official portraits of city leaders, should not reflect political statements such as that, controversial statements. And he was saying that that picture wasn't going to do. Well, Mr. Cullors wasn't having it. And this is a conversation that two of them had supposedly in the office of the mayor last month. The tape has just made it into my possession today. I'm told that a reporter in Washington had it. I don't know if the tape has been shared. And I had to send this to our production director earlier today for the bleeps. And again, we had to send out special to Home Office to get more. And I'm told we even confiscated all of Kix 99 bleeps. So if they're not able to say certain things or play certain records down there at Kix over the course of the
next month.
They
don't need them that bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. But it says, they may, you know, every now and then Dolly gets rowdy. Dolly Parton gets rowdy. But, or maybe they got a Miley Cyrus something they got to play in. But anyway, this is, and I apologize, Cullors kind of walks in and out of good sound range of the microphone. And what's really interesting about this is that Cullors is recording the conversation. He actually has another city councilman, I'll figure out his name in a minute, on the other line on a cell phone that he's got on him. The mayor is recording it on a device that's nearby. As a matter of fact, we took the end of the tape and put it at the beginning just so you can hear the mayor explain in his own words what's going on. But immediately after that, we start in real time, and you'll hear exactly how the exchange went. We'll be pausing it to comment, but this is how it went. Hit it.
Okay, the following was a confrontation from Councilman Nate Cullors. He barged into my office on Tuesday, May 18, between 4 to 4:15 p.m., he recorded it. He had a phone conversation. He had Maceo Mahoney on the phone, and he's furious because I told him that we're not going to put a picture on the wall of his T-shirt saying, "I can't breathe." In the memo. Thank you. All right, son? All right?
I got Mr. Mahoney on the phone.
Okay.
And I said, "What's controversial about this picture?"
Well, I have not seen the picture. I haven't seen the picture. I've been informed.
By whom?
By the photographer.
What about it?
That the picture says, "I can't breathe" across the top.
Okay. All right. George Floyd, can't breathe.
I understand. There's no dispute. It's a terrible thing. We cannot head out on the wall.
Says who?
Says me.
No, it didn't work that way.
Well, it didn't work that way.
It didn't work that way. No, it's not
going to
work that way.
Well,
you don't have a vote or say something to do anything. Administrator in this town. Yeah. You better understand one thing.
What's that?
Understand this.
Go ahead, what?
Listen real good.
I'm listening.
You don't run around here.
Well, you don't either.
Nothing.
Friend, you don't either.
I run more than you run.
So you can say what you want to say.
Now, you can say what you want to say.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm telling you, if that picture don't go up in the wall, all hell gonna break loose in Washington,
it's Georgia.
Because I'm gonna make sure you, racist-ass man, is the reason behind all
that's
going on right now.
Okay, right there. Hold on. Pause it. If you – did you hear what he said? If you try and stop this, I'm going to raise all kind of hell in this town, and I'm going to blame it on you. That you heard what he said. And by the way, I apologize again for the sound level. It gets a little bit clearer. But turn your radio up so you can hear this. This is Nate Cullors threatening – the mayor that there will be hell to pay in Washington if he doesn't get his way. Not hell to pay between him and the mayor. Hell to pay in Washington if he doesn't get his way.
Racist-ass man is the reason behind all that's going on right now. You're the racist-ass cracker I ever seen.
You tell me. You
understand?
Right. You tell me.
You understand?
Right. No, I don't.
You is one racist-ass cracker.
I am not.
And what pisses me off, I try to work with your racist ass, but you don't want to work. You want to still hide behind these old crazy-ass crackers around this town that are doing dirty. I'm tired of it. I'm telling you now.
What are you telling me?
My picture don't be up on that wall with the rest of them. Nobody's picture going to be up on that wall.
Well,
guarantee you that.
Just
you understand?
Hear me. Calm down.
Calm nothing. I don't appreciate it, man.
Calm down. This man
was killed because y'all crackers. You understand me? You want to be peaceful, but you're not.
Pause. This man was killed because of you crackers. Talking about George Floyd. Now, folks, you know what the word cracker means? What's really interesting is it's a racial epithet. I can play the word cracker. I can say the word cracker. Nobody cares. If we use the black equivalent of that word, they'll shut us down and run us out with burning torches and flaming pitchforks. Now, again, the mayor's sitting here listening to this. He's been called a cracker how many times? At least four so far, and we're only a minute into this. Oh, it goes on. Been called that name how many times? And says that it's us crackers that killed George Floyd.
Now, I told you, you're messing with the wrong one here.
I'm not messing with anybody.
Trust me, every meeting I go to will be feeling, and every time I open my mouth, I'm going to tell them how racist your ass is.
You tell them whatever you
behind
want.
Behind your back, just like you told these folks you're going
to
give them money, you lied to them.
You tell them whatever
now,
you want to.
No, I'm going to tell them this the truth, man.
Okay.
It's
fine.
The truth.
Fine.
But I don't play that game.
Well,
I don't kiss nobody's ass. Period.
No one's asking you.
You understand? Well, guess what? Here. Don't tell me that a bitch is racist when a cracker killed this man. You understand me?
I'm not putting that on the wall.
I tell you what, ain't nobody gonna put nothing on the wall. Now that's City Hall.
We'll see about
now
that.
Now we're gonna see about that.
We'll see about that. Now you need to calm down.
I'm calm. Trust me, I'm calm. Because if I wasn't calm right about now, you wouldn't be sitting here.
What
but I'm going to look you in your face and tell you how racist your ass is.
Now, why would you say that?
So what you say, cracker?
Why would you say that?
What you say, cracker? Folks, look, I'm not, I've always said you don't solve problems with violence. But I mean, this guy's, he's trying to get the mayor to react. God, the mayor's not having any of it.
He's surprisingly calm.
I'm shy. Well, he's an attorney. And we all know that they have ice water in their veins. Many of them do. He understands what this guy's trying to get him to do. But can you imagine having somebody in your face screaming? And did you, when there was a moment of silence, did you hear, the councilman gasping for air? That was Nate Cullors gasping for air. That wasn't the mayor. Now, folks, this is over a disagreement. Now, there are other issues going on in Washington. No, I understand that. This is a disagreement over what will be allowed in a picture hanging on a wall. And it's racist, cracker-ass, cracker-racist that he's asking that no political messages be in the pictures that hang on the wall and go on the website? Interesting. Back to it. And again, folks, we used bleeps throughout. Here we go.
Racist-ass cracker. You call me and tell me I can't put a picture of a man that killed by you crackers because it's controversial.
What's
controversial about that?
Let me get this. Are you saying that all whites are responsible for what that police officer did?
Excuse me!
Are you saying
oh,
that?
Oh, that's what you're saying?
That
you said it's controversial? Who it's controversial to? These racist-ass crackers around this town? That's who it's controversial to. All crackers that's racist. That's who it
will
affect.
We're not having that picture on the wall.
Man, you ain't going to have nobody picture on the wall.
Well, we'll see about that.
You understand that? We'll see about that.
We'll see about that.
We will see.
Okay. That's fine. We shall see.
You got some freaking nerve. But I'm going to open the doors for your ass.
Okay, fine.
You're a one-term mayor, and you're on your way out the door.
That's fine.
I'm going to make sure that.
That's fine.
You understand that?
I'm fine.
Because you're loud enough, and I'm tired of you faking it.
I'm not laying anything.
You faking it. I hate a fake-ass cracker.
Yeah.
You talking about you want to bridge the gap, and you rattling down trying to us up in the air. Man, you about to piss me off with this. I tell you what, cracker, I'm going to show you who run the town. The administrator run this town. You just a ceremonial cracker that's at the table.
You just a ceremonial cracker at the table. I'm telling, man, again, reverse the roles. reverse the roles. If you had a white guy going at a black elected official like this, using that language and it and with this tone going on, ooh, Nelly, there'd be some trouble. Now keep in mind, this guy has got his fellow city councilman, Maceo, on blast. He's recording the call with him. And the mayor, recognizing what was about to happen when he walked into his office, he hit his recorder too. So both of them are recording. Now, what's funny about this is you can tell that the mayor is kind of playing to his recorder. He's keeping it clean and cool. And what's Nate Cullors doing? He's over the top. Is he putting on a show for somebody? I will tell you this. If he were on the Augusta City Commission, if he were on the in the Georgia legislature, if he were in the United States House of Representatives, and he represented himself in a one-on-one meeting with a fellow elected official, there would be huge professional and political consequences for what's going on here. And I fully expect and hope that the rest of the Washington City Council comes together and rebukes this man for his over-the-top, hideous ridiculousness. Let's continue this for a moment. We got a break that we're going to maybe delay a little bit, but let's go ahead and wrap up at least this portion of it. Go ahead.
Now, ceremony. You understand that?
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What if I had a picture of myself with a Confederate flag on the shirt and I put out on the wall of City Hall?
Just as like that statue up there that y'all want to say who's on the city. Now, you crazy. That's ain't even close. You, people like you is the reason Donald Trump got fooled running behind and talking about he's damn, the election was rigged. You were one of them fools, too.
Let's stop right there. The election was rigged. I thought that for 3 years the election was rigged because the Russians rigged it. And now you've got a problem with Trump supporters saying the election is rigged. Welcome to our world. And we're a year into this, right? So we get two more years of acting like fools like y'all did before we get to stop, right? Is that how it works? So what the hell does any of this have to do with the city of Washington and their municipal business? Again, this guy has lost his mind. Whatever sense he had went out the door when he walked in to have this conversation. Civilized people don't behave this way. They don't. And I've seen and heard a lot of conflict. And granted, you know, when people get alone, they're supposed to be able to let their hair down a little bit. And that's why I'm not really overly sensitive when the language gets salty. But the tone, and as this goes on, he'll get in the face of the mayor. And again, you know, the mayor brings up a good point and says, hey, if I was wearing a Confederate flag, would you want that in the picture? Oh, blah, 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 blah. He just went off on that. Well, it's the Confederate flag, the wearing of the Confederate flag, you can say it's racist. Some say it's a political statement. But here's the thing. In an official portrait hanging in City Hall or up on a website, you try and stay away from that kind of thing. And I understand that. Now, if you want to put it to a vote and if the city council wants to come together and say, you know what, we're going to override the mayor's executive decision here and we're going to allow people to wear whatever they want to in their picture, I got no problem with that. I mean, I don't personally agree with it, but the rule is the rule. But right now, the mayor makes the executive decisions and that's how it sits. And this guy doesn't like that and he wants to fight it. Fine, fight it. Why bring up this cracker ass cracker BS? I don't get this. And you know, threatening him the way that he did politically, you can say he's threatening his safety or not. I don't know about that. You heard that if a little early. You said if I was wanting to, well, I'll let the tape speak for itself. So again, I've been asked several times how this came to my attention. I appreciate I had a couple of folks in Washington kind of looking out for me on this, and I want to play this in its entirety, and we got about half of it in already, and we're going to play the rest of it now. And again, I want to thank, by the way, Minnesota Mike does a fantastic job of handling our podcast material. We don't do a dedicated podcast per se, but what we do is we take clips of the show that we feel worthy of repeating or sharing, and he edits those down. And if it weren't for him and his wonderful talent and expertise, God knows where we would be. So many thanks to him. And also thanks to Chad back in our production department, who, again, had to put in special requests. Minnesota Mike was telling me we had to send off special for extra bleeps. More crackers in this clip than in three boxes of Ritz. So we let crackers fly because technically that's not a profane word, even though it's a horrible racial epithet. But and again, it's funny, the double standard that exists, even for us. I let the word cracker fly, but can't let the N-word on. Ooh, no. But keep in mind, that's the worst thing in a racial sense that a black man can say to a white man. There's nothing worse. And we wouldn't think, I wouldn't think of ever calling another human being that. And you consider the thousands of conversations you have, even with people you disagree with. Where do you go language-wise with that? And that's why it amazes me sometimes the things that wives and husbands will say to each other, or children and parents, brothers and sisters, best friends. You would never say these things to a stranger, but you say these types of things to folks that you have a familial or an intimate relationship with. It's really disturbing in a lot of different ways. But Mr. Cullors, the city councilman from City of Washington, has absolutely no problem going there repeatedly, over 20 times in the course of this conversation with the mayor of Washington, who, again, at the very beginning of the conversation, decided he was going to record this. Cullors had the conversation being recorded or monitored on his end with another city councilman. So you had both guys aware they were playing to a microphone. Cullors seemed to let it fly. The mayor is very well-behaved and level-headed throughout this entire mess, and he's about to take City Councilman Cullors to school on the term cracker, and we pick back up with the conversation where we left off.
It's really good. You're talking about, you have God in you anyway. What denomination are you? What's your nomination? You can't be a Baptist.
I'm a Catholic.
You can't be. Ain't nowhere in hell. Where you go, come on, you're a Catholic. Tell them folks you're telling a lie, because you're not a Catholic.
I said a Catholic.
You're not a Catholic either.
I'm a Catholic.
I don't care what the character you're going to call it. It's not that. You understand? You don't open this door. I try to be peaceful with you, man, but you didn't want it. You listen to these crackers around here that's as racist as you want to be.
What
I just told you? You got the audacity to tell me what I can't put. You don't, man, one thing you better understand. You better ask somebody about me. I will take you to hell and back.
What do
you understand?
Mean?
See, that's another thing.
What do
you
mean?
Call yourself.
Take me to hell and back. What do you
that's
mean?
That's me. If you want hell, that's what you finna get. I'm gonna show them how racist your ass is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trust me on that one.
Okay.
And I won't hold back.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's you gonna tell me what? You don't have no authority to do shit in this town. But a chair meeting. You know how to chair meeting? Nope. You have to mind on that. Work together, man. Quit pulling this town apart with this bull.
Now, who do you think is pulling the town?
You, so fake ass cracker.
I'm pulling the town apart.
That's what I just said. So, you just as fake as you want to be. Just because some crackers around here don't want you to go and don't do this because it's controversial. How in the hell is this controversial? This man was killed by a damn bunch of redneck crackers. How is it controversial?
We're not having that on the city hall.
Well, guess what? Ain't nobody's going to be on the city hall wall.
We'll see.
We will see.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay?
Okay.
Anything else you want to tell me, cracker, that I need to know right quick?
You know, I don't go around calling you racist names.
Oh, a cracker, now cracker's a racist name?
I don't want you calling
me. Is a cracker a racist name?
I think it is, yeah.
Says who? Says who?
I think if you look it
says
up.
Says who?
I think you want me to look
says
up.
Says who?
Let's look up the trend.
I don't need to look up. I'm smarter than you, too. I'm trying to know you know better.
I think somebody going to look up something in a dictionary here.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me just look up the definition.
He's looking up.
How you spell your cracker?
C-R-A-C-K.
That's the way I spell my cracker. So whatever cracker you talking about, you racist.
I'm sorry.
Isn't the definition saltine?
I don't know. I'm looking. Ritz. Lance. Malt-o-meal. I don't know.
A cracker, sometimes white cracker or cracker, is a racial epithet directed towards white people. used especially with regard to poor rural whites in the southern United States. That's the definition.
Okay, whose definition that cracker is?
It's from the dictionary.
Oh, I said, whose definition? I said, did you spell my cracker? Huh? Might sound the same, don't it? So you don't understand. You too far up there. In my book, you was a cracker. And I didn't spell that cracker.
Are you calling me a racial? You calling me a racial
epithet? That's what you say. That's what
I'm
you
reading
say.
The definition.
That's
Nick.
What you say.
I know.
I don't care about what the white man put in that book, too much what I read, man. Are you serious?
All right, here's another term. Cracker is always disparaging and offensive when used to refer to a poor white person in the South.
Are you poor? Are you poor?
I'm not poor. No.
Okay, then. Listen to me real good. I just felt my cracker for you. You didn't understand that, did you? So once again... You don't know who you're
doing. I don't go around calling
you. Call me what?
Can I get a word?
Call what? Call me
I don't go around calling you a racial epithet. You're calling me a racial epithet.
Try. That's what you say.
Try what?
What? You say you're
baiting him.
Try, man.
Call you one.
Try.
You do that.
Because that crap, that stuff you're talking about, ain't what the paper you're talking about.
Tell me this.
Why do you think you got to hold up to all these old racist ass people around here to do what they tell you instead of being a mad at you? No one's told me to do anything.
You're
a liar. You can't think on your own.
I can't think on my own.
Yeah, you just said you didn't see the picture. I sat up there all day long with that picture on, but you don't remember that. So are you telling me you got old timer?
Did I got what?
You have old timer?
Pause it right there. Do you have old timers? Do you know what's going on? I'm trying to say Alzheimer's. You had old timers. You know what's going on? So he's trying to figure out the spelling of cracker, because apparently the white man's book spells cracker differently than he spells cracker, even though he's called the mayor cracker over 20 times in this conversation and keeps referring to racist ass crackers over and over and over again, all because there was a disagreement over what kind of apparel to wear in a picture that's hanging on city council wall and also the website. Unbelievable. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you heard him dare the mayor to use the kind of language that he's using. Dared him to. Can you imagine what would happen if he had? Oh, my Lord.
You can understand why they were both recording, because the mayor knew he was going to act a fool and the councilman was trying to get him to say something racist.
Well, and I guess the city councilman thinks that his actions and his behavior... Okay, how the hell that comes about? I personally believe that he was showing off to his buddy, who's another city councilman, Maceo. But that's just my personal opinion. Let's get back to the tape.
Old timer, what are you talking about?
What I'm talking about. That's what I thought. That's why I said, you don't run things. Read your book, your ceremony map, only thing you do is chair meeting. Other than that, then let you go over there and do what you go do. But from now on, that's it. We paid this man $90,000 to run the city. That's who gonna run it. All you need to do is sit back and do what you do. Hit that gal. That's gonna be the bottom line truth, man. Ain't gonna be no more of this. Period.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I got something else.
Oh, whatever.
Tell me why you're so racist.
I'm not racist.
Says who?
Says me.
Says you. See, that's who says. I can't put a picture of that in.
Tell me why you're so racist.
Tell me what racist bone I have.
Blatantly racist.
Well, tell me what.
You're the most racist person I've ever come across. I want you to know.
Guess what, Dad? I'm glad you feel that way.
Good.
Because you know what they tell you? You can't buy me.
I'm not trying to buy you.
Yeah, you are. You can't buy me with that fake ass crap y'all do around here. You can't buy me. You have that store. Yeah, my folks, these ain't killing stuff. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take you. Just lie. You're like put that last man name, dumbass boy there. Y'all ain't did nothing for this town to drug it down. You ain't did nothing, he ain't did nothing. Sick of it. So you open that door. You said right up front that you don't know how to govern the city of Washington equally together.
Right.
You don't know how to do that, period. You have made that known, and trust me, I'm going to make sure everybody know how unprofound, unethical way you do business is totally wrong.
Okay.
So look for it.
Okay. I was a little boy. Do you have anything else?
Yes. Why are you so racist, man?
Not racist.
Not racist.
I'm sorry.
How do you know? But that's your opinion, right?
I don't call around calling racial epithets like you're calling
me. Yeah, let me tell you, take that word epithet and all of them ditch their word. Get with the program here. Get with the program.
Okay. Are you recording this?
I just told you. I'm recording now on that. I have Council Mahoney on the phone. Okay. Did you not hear me? Okay. Council Mahoney, can you hear? Okay.
Yeah, Masio Mahoney.
Because I want folks to know about you. I'm not going to put it on Facebook.
You do whatever you want to
okay?
do.
Okay. I know I can. You know why I know I can? Because it's a free country. I'm not over there in the country where you can't do what you're
okay. supposed to do. I think that's okay. Helping. I'm not taking it for
you. Oh, now you don't want to go.
Please leave my office.
I sure will.
Please leave my office.
Racist ass piece of crap.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Get out my face. Step back and let me move.
No.
You don't.
I'm not blocking you.
I tell you, step back. Just don't bother here but me and you. Step back. Get off me. Get off me.
I'm not on you.
Get off me.
I'm not on
you. I just told you, step back.
I'm not stepping back.
I'm not going to move until you step back then.
Okay, well, I guess we'll be here all day.
Okay, we'll be here.
Okay. You ain't going to intimidate me.
Intimidate you? I don't want to.
You ain't going to intimidate me.
You're not going to intimidate me.
I'm not trying to.
You're not going to intimidate me.
I'm not trying to. You're the one in my face.
No, you the one told me to leave, so step back.
I'm not stepping back. I'm not with the blaze wide open.
No, I need you to step back out of my face. No. I don't trust none of you.
Fine.
Period.
Fine, that's fine.
Period. Fake ass mayor.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, you just a fake as you want to.
Have any more insults you got for me?
Insult? That's not insult.
It's not insult.
That's not insult. You are really, you're pathetic.
Okay.
You're really pathetic.
That's fine.
I'm trying to make you something, but you don't want to be nothing. You're going to be just what you are,
okay.
A racist piece of
okay.
That's what you are.
Okay.
And trust me, don't say shit to me, man, because the next time, it's going to be pretty.
Okay.
You got that?
I got it.
Racist piece of
thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming by.
There you go. All right. Well, the mayor of Washington, Georgia, again, preserving that conversation for all of us to hear. And Nate Cullors, the very verbose and very fond of adjectives he is, I've noticed. A couple of even adverbs he threw in there as well. So there you have it. I've been told that ethics charges are now being thrown from both directions on the topic of this conversation. But I would like to remind Mr. Cullors that the word cracker is a racial term. It's a racial epithet. You know, he doesn't like that word. He says that's from the white man's dictionary. It's a dirty word. And if a white man were to use the equivalent of that word, not 48 times, give or take, the way that he did in this piece, but once, that'd be the end of his political career. That would be the, what's that? No, Hunter Biden's allowed to do it. But other than Hunter Biden, because he was actually calling a white guy that, and he's Hunter Biden. But any other white man.
I know a country music guy that did that.
Calling, but that's, again, that wasn't Hunter Biden. So you know what? Maybe Hunter Biden can get away with it. But other than that, folks, be the end of the career, and everyone would be calling for it. Everyone would be. So, Cullors, you need to take a chill pill, my friend, and fight. You know, I guess there's a place somewhere for this kind of outrage. I mean, wouldn't you love to see what he would do in a battlefield against a real enemy that's trying to kill him and hurt him and not somebody that just makes him mad? Wouldn't that be kind of fun to watch? Wouldn't you love to see Mr. Cullors take on gang violence in Atlanta, you know, where they're killing each other out there, you know, by the handful every day? You got dead bodies up there. Real violence, real problems, not a picture hanging on a damn wall. You don't have a problem, sir. You really, if that gets under your skin that much, thank your lucky stars. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.